Blog Talk Radio.
I took quarter water, stole it in bottles for $2. When Coca-Cola came and bought it for fiends, that's the stuff. Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire, I write the check before the baby comes. Who the hell cares? I'm stanky rich. I'ma die trying to spend this kid. Southside's up in this bitch. Yeah, I smell like the boat. I used to sell gold. I did play the plot, now I play on both. In the south of France, baby. Sand your pay, get a tan, I'm already black. Rich, I'm already that. Gangster in the lane. Hit a head in the hat. Call that a little rap, yeah. Put the shit in the big up, bake the bread, a ball box, cut your head, a marksman, I spray the lead, I blood cut, chop your leg. Not one with the kid, I get biz with the cig, I can really live. Yeah. I get it. I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. I get it.
Luda, put the needle on the record and a needle in your veins. If Luda's on your record, it'll never be the same. Cause Luda makes hits, other rappers make claims. I cut the braids off, but ain't a damn thing changed. Let's get one thing clear, the South's right here. Still got the Grammy for the album of the year. 12 mil sold, still flying on Lears. Over $30 million in the past 3 years. Cause I get money, money I got. The first in the hood with the Bentley drop top. The Jacob goes tick, Audemars go top. Fruity Pebble Diamonds, they say I'm on rock. I get that guapole, own 12 properties. Only game I play, real life Monopoly, properly. And ain't no need for apologies. Sorry is and sorry does. Follow me, cuz. I get it. I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. I get it. Yeah. Yeah. I run New York.
Yeah, I talk the talk and I walk the walk. Like a Teflon dog when I run New York. When I come out of court, yeah, I pop the car. I keep it gangsta, how y'all London talk. I get it. In the hood, it's gangsta. Don't let it tell you I'm about my bread. I get it. Run the world, it's gangsta. Don't let it tell you they love it. Yeah. I get it. I get it. I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. I get it. Yeah. Yeah. I run New
Yeah, one Billy. So what's really good? The good is what? What's the deal? The deal is what? The whole JJ holding the fuck down. Technical difficulties in the area. TD is the station. You know what I mean? Fucking, you got JJ. I'm riding home right now in the snow. And his fucking bitches in his old ass Buick driving 20 miles an hour. Fuck, you're allowed to draw 35. Don't be nervous, all right? It's only snow, baby girl. It's only snow. It's not really on the ground. It's on the grass. And what the fuck? I don't understand what the whole concept of you driving fucking 20 miles an hour. Slow-ass blinker and shit. I want to hold my horn. I want to lay on my shit. Bitch, it's lucky I ain't got chains around my fucking tires, or I would have been past this bitch. Then you got this crusty-ass nigga riding on a bike. Why are you on a bicycle in the middle of the fucking snow? Well, I think he's looking at me. I think he heard me. He heard me. I gotta get out of there. I think he heard me. I'm about to run the stop sign. I don't want him to... Careful, turn. And now this fucking ass is going to fucking turn. Fucking jerk off. Anyway, man, tonight's show is from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then we got a show from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Tonight's show happens to be Get Money Thursday. We're going to be announcing and helping y'all broke bastards and teaching y'all how to save money for all types of things. Number one, saving money if, you know, your wife is pregnant. Or if you're pregnant and your man, almost swerved out and banged into a parked car. Oh, that sucks. That really sucks. Hey, what you laughing at, Cooper? That sucks. I just turned this corner hard as shit, and I almost banged out into a fucking, I hate the snow.
So I hate this white Florida. Shit.
Huh?
Why don't you come move to Florida if you hate the snow?
Oh, man, I ain't got no traction at all, man. That's some bullshit. I would love to move to Florida, but I just don't have the patience for all that plane ride or even in the truck. And I don't have the patience for fucking hurricanes. I do not like hurricanes. I'm sorry. I mean, everywhere has this bad problem.
Every winter.
And it snows sometimes in Florida.
In Tampa, all the way up north.
Right. Yeah, but we're talking about all types of shit, you know what I mean? You need to save money. Well, maybe you get your car repoed, and or it's about to get repossessed. You want to save money? Well, you want to save money and get some new rims, or, you know, you want to save money and get your gear up. Whatever. We're going to talk about how you get money, different jobs, you know, get money at. This is a money show. Now, right now, I just pulled up to at the studio, and I'm about to sign on, turn my antivirus off, so it's not going slow as shit. I need some of this drink because I'm eating these old-ass pretzels. And Cuba, she sounds like she's in a Cuban parade.
Yeah, I'm eating right now. I'm on top.
Yeah, your aunt's house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gotta take a piss like a fucking racehorse.
I get punished if I don't come eat.
Huh?
I'll get punished if I don't come eat.
Punished if you don't eat?
Yeah, if I don't come to my aunt's house to eat, I'll get punished.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Kind of sounds like my woman. If I don't eat a pussy, I get punished.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I was actually plotting on stealing some. I was gonna steal some salt from back of a supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
Before they plowed, but they might be about to plow now.
Mm.
And they just added new cameras, so I can't do it.
Wow.
For one thing, I'm going to get my paper spread up. I'm going to go out here and give me a shovel. I'm going to start shoveling people's cars out. $2 an hour.
How much?
$2 an hour.
$2 an hour?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll be getting all the business.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's some slave work right there.
For real, because that's some stuff right there. I can't believe you even said $2 an hour.
Uh-huh.
I won't do my own car for $2 an hour.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, you do it for free, you jerk.
Mm-mm.
Press up on the jam line, 347-215-8388.
Is that
in? Dedication and request. Until 7 p.m.
Oh, wait, I'm on the air?
Huh?
I'm not unmuted, right?
No, you're not.
Okay.
You're on my freeway.
Are you really on me on? I thought I was just listening.
Listening to what? No.
Mm.
How would you be listening if I called you up and said, hold on, and then I called the station?
Yeah, but I thought I wasn't muted.
Yeah, we heard the opening music.
Mm. Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. I'm hearing stuff in my face.
Yeah, you stuff in your face talking in fucking Mexican and shit.
Mm-hmm. There's a little kid that he's Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican, right? That's it. His name is Miguelito. He's like 8 years old. Cutest little reggaeton rapper you'll ever see.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How's your appetite?
Huh?
How's your appetite?
appetite's okay.
Have you found yourself getting very hungry lately? You know, this is the season for women starting to get hungry for no reason.
Yeah, when I get the munchies.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What about when you don't smoke?
Yeah, I still get hungry.
But has your appetite changed?
Not really.
Well, not, yeah.
Actually, I've had headaches, so, like, it's actually lessened. That's why my aunt was like, you better come here and eat every day, because I wasn't eating because my headaches was killing me. So now she's like, well, I don't care. I'm going to eat something. So now I got to go to my grandma's for lunch, and I have to come here for dinner in order to show them that I'm eating. My blood pressure is high, so they got me eating like all this healthy stuff. I mean, they ain't healthy anyway, but they just, I don't know. See, Spanish families are different. Spanish families, they'll basically feed you to death. Like, when you meet my family, they'll stuff you so, like, you can't. They'll be making you beef patties, like, so they're literally coming out to ass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. See, my aunt, when Eileen came down, when she came down to visit, oh, man, Eileen was like, yo, I'm going to gain, like, 10 pounds on my way down there. Because my aunt, every day, would make her that. My grandma would make her dessert. So they're constantly, you know? They're constantly feeding you. And then they try to, you know, whatever you like or they like.
Have you ever heard of lightning while it snows?
Lightning while it snows?
Yeah.
That's some hurricane stuff. We're getting storms over there. Not hurricanes,
I just saw a flash.
Yeah, that's tornadoes. This little kid's so cute. He got an interview on this little show, on the Spanish show. And the kid tells the host of the show, you know, he's asking him all these types of questions.
Uh-huh.
And he turns about and tells the host of the show, listen, how about we talk about my CD that just came out? Because I got to sell this.
He's like, what?
He told him, because he's asking him, like, all about his family stuff. Oh, how's your family? And how many brothers you have, and all this and that. The host is asking him, this little kid, he's like a 8-year-old little reggaeton rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And the little kid is funny because he stops the host and he tells him, hey, listen, how about we start talking about my CD that just came out because I got to sell it.
Oh, wow.
That is the cutest thing.
How cute.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, boys, you could throw a little pizza
on. One thing I do like about the snow is that when it snows outside, have you ever noticed how more light it is?
How more what?
Light. Like, it'll be dark as shit outside. But
if it snows?
Yeah, but when it snows, it's light. Like, it's brighter outside.
I don't know.
Like, when the moon is out,
mm-hmm.
and then set the light.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like the moon is off, and then it just glares off of the snow.
Hey, has your appetite changed?
What?
Has your appetite changed?
My appetite?
Yeah.
Nah.
But they said it's the season for people's appetite to change.
What happened?
I thought you said it was the season for people's appetite to change.
I said females' appetite.
Oh, females' appetite?
Yeah.
Why females' appetite?
I don't know. I guess, you know what I mean? Because of the fucking the switch of the hours and the moon and all in the universe.
Eh?
I think it has to deal with, like, the universe and all that shit.
Unos chocolates y eso. I don't know. I didn't know that, really.
Yeah.
The holidays was always the time for the season because my appetite changes during the holidays.
Oh, yeah?
I instantly get hungry.
My little brother got My little brother is 18 years old. He got his 17-year-old girl pregnant.
Oh, really? Wow.
Crazy.
That is crazy. How many months is she?
3 months. Okay.
That's good.
Oh, man. Hold on, people. JJ has to take a shit.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all people should be, you know, y'all should be used to me by now. So, do you got any advice? Huh?
Yeah. He needs to enroll himself in, like, some type of trade school. He wants to become a mechanic. It's only about 9 months. Can make good money, good benefits, and he'll be all right. Whether he knows he should have your little brother, right?
Yeah.
For somebody that young, I said just like trade school. I'm only saying that because that's what my cousin did. He got his girl pregnant early.
See, that's the only, that's like the cool thing about it. The only thing that's cool about it is that when he's 30, his child is 10.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? No. Actually, maybe like 12 or whatever.
Yeah, it'll be 12.
And when he's 40, his son or daughter would be 22.
Mm-hmm.
That's sweet right there. I already said that I want to have a kid around this time. Between now and, like, 29. So I have a good, 2 years.
Yeah.
What do?
Me, I have to think, I don't know if I want any more kids. I mean, I've always wanted a boy. But, I'm getting kind of old. And I mean, even though, let me tell you something, I don't know, because I've seen women now, like I was working at the hospital when I first moved to Florida, and I see women in their 40s now giving birth. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And like nothing, too.
It's crazy.
But, I don't know, I guess, to tell you the truth, it's really in God's hands. He wants me to have that boy, and he'll give it to me.
Yeah.
But right now, I don't know. I don't see myself having any kids.
You feel as though at the age of 35, should a man still, like, this is a man that still lives in an apartment, still has a car note, like a 2000, let's say he has like a 2002, like a 2002 Neon, and he still lives in an apartment. He's 30, and he's 35 years old. You feel as though he should still be worried about saving money to get fly and get fresh? Or should he be saving his,
I think he should be saving money to get some. I just got caught red-handed. Me voy a hacer. No, mentira. Oh, man. I just got caught red-handed taking my brother's cookies. My aunt was like, Then he blames me. I was like, yeah, I'm going to leave before he comes back. He won't even know it was me. His cookies are good as hell. Some old lady makes them, and that's all she does all day. Tired and stuff, boys, like multi-billionaire. And makes my aunt use cookies all the time.
People, this is what's wrong with Spanish people. They get so sidetracked.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Huh?
I'm sorry, it's still good as hell.
Yeah, I bet they are.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna answer the question?
I'm sorry, what was the question again? I'm sorry, I'm telling you, this cookie was good as hell.
Oh, what?
I got wrapped up in this cookie, I'm sorry.
Oh, what?
No, no, for real, go ahead. You were asking me about what your little brother should do, right?
What?
You were asking about what your little brother should do.
No, that's not what I asked.
What did you ask?
I forget it.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Nah, because the thing is, you heard what I was asking you, and you was answering, and then you started laughing. You
because I got caught red-handed. Because I got caught red-handed. The reason why, I was talking to you, right? We were talking, whatever, and I see these cookies on the table.
Okay, look, what would you consider a good job? What would be a good job for anybody to work at?
What would I consider a good job?
Yeah.
A job that you can have flexible hours, a job that you
can... No, I'm talking about it's like names, like, you know.
Mechanic. I mean, other than the obvious, your doctor and lawyer type stuff, mechanic. I think, I don't know. People those guys, those like... Forklifters, some drivers make them money.
Okay, people. Yeah, obviously, she's still wrapped up in, you know, her fatness. So, I'm going to explain what I was... Actually, I'm going to give an example of what I was... Fuck I was talking about, because she's still not, you know, paying attention. Good job. Let's see. Good job would be post office. They make cake. Trash men. May think that they pay less, but
no,
they make cake.
Good.
They make they pay very well. You smell like shit, but you get paid for it. You paid good money. You could be a driver for any company out there, whether it be Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Frito-Lay. Frito-Lay actually pays good. The number one job out there in the vending in the industry is Strowman. Strowman's bread, they actually have to be the best on the market. They get beautiful benefits. They don't hardly pay for shit, but their paycheck is ridiculously fat. Let's see.
Wait,
working.
I said truck driving.
What?
I said a truck driver. Why are you knocking me for that?
What'd you say?
I said a truck driver. I mentioned a truck driver before.
Yeah, but you start mentioning other shit like mechanics. I'm talking about companies.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry.
Amtrak would be a good job, but they're on strike now. So my next people will have to be, what is it? New York City, what is it, MTA? Is it MTA?
MTA, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be another good job. Let's see, what else? MTA. Actually being an electrician. But the electrician that I'm talking about is like the ones that actually go on like skyline buildings and shit like that. That's a very, 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 very dangerous job. But they pay you good money. Like, just to start, you're probably going to start off making like 75 grand a year. And if you have experience, you're definitely making six figures. Once again, it's a dangerous job. Somebody's got to do it. Working in the armored trucks, you get two benefits. You get a gun that you get to carry, and you get paid good.
Well,
oh, free.
You get paid good within time, because you don't start off good. I have a friend that works for the armored service over here in Orlando.
All right, but also you understand that's Orlando.
He was working in the Bronx, New York, and he moved to Orlando.
Like, Florida, it has to be the worst state ever to go to try to look for a job. I mean, you know it's bad when Disney World pays you $5 an hour. Minimum wage is $5.15. And you paying guys $5 an hour? Are you fucking serious? You have the Disney store, the Disney Channel. What other channels do they own? HBO? A
couple other channels. I don't know.
HBO, I believe Fox. They've owned all these channels and news channels and whatsoever. And you mean to tell me that you're going to pay me $5 an hour to sit all day in this fucking dirty-ass ride watching people throw up constantly? Like, what's the point?
That's funny.
Huh?
I said that's funny, but it's funny because Disney basically makes you pay to wait in line. So.
I'll call the show.
All right.
Google. Oh, shit. Mute her first. Oh, no. She's unmuted when I hear a bunch of loud-ass Spanish people in the background. I hear the Ricky Martin family. I hear the Lopez family. Martinez family. And some more. Rico Suave in the face ass family. A bunch of drunk Mexicans in the background. Oh, there we go. There we go. There we go. See, in every Spanish house, there's always someone screaming for no reason.
Yep. Get used to it.
Oh, wow. Get used to it?
Get used to it.
Oh, yeah, what's that mean?
Hmm?
What's that mean?
That means that when I move down there, I'm going to become your neighbor. And then I'm going to invite you over to my house. So every time all my family's over, I'm going to bring my family to your house. Surprise visit.
Oh, all right. No doubt. No doubt. Surprise, surprise.
Nope.
Surprise, surprise. Shoot, mud in your eye.
No, you know what's funny, though? That,
your face.
Like, the, I'm not. Oh, no, your face. But, actually, well, you say you like Spanish women, so eventually you're going to have a Spanish baby one day, so.
Yeah, one of these days.
Oh, yeah?
Huh?
Maybe one of these years, right?
I don't know, though, because you Spanish women can be a little too cocky sometimes, especially when you know you got somebody. Like, oh, you have to get out of hand. Like, you know, you got extra lip. Like, you got a little bit extra more lip than usual. Usual is, you know, my God, Bobby, you made me sick. And when you know you got that nigga, fuck out of here, stupid. Whatever. Keep out with your stupid friends. I mean, am I telling the truth or am I lying?
No. I'll tell you, you ain't going out with your friend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I feel sorry for your man.
Yep.
He's a sucker.
Yep.
See, tips on saving
funny. Can't believe I actually typed that in Google. Okay, we got, you know, some business money tips. 10 New Year's resolutions for saving money. New Year's resolutions, don't they seem as though they're made to be broken? This is a discouraging thought. What if you were able to buck that trend in 2008 to increase your chances for success? Here are a whole bunch of money-related resolutions that most of us can't afford to break. Tip number 11. I finally started to document my monthly spending on an Excel spreadsheet. I downloaded a file with formulas already set. This has really opened my eyes on where money is going. I simply enter the cost and can see instantly what my monthly totals are to date. I find myself asking, do I really need this now or can it wait until next month? That's actually a done deal. That's actually a done deal. So you actually save money. Cigarettes, people, cigarettes. Do you really need cigarettes?
Yeah, for real.
Do you really need cigarettes? Come on. Come on. I mean, do you really need alcohol, drugs, weed? You don't need that shit. It just relaxes you. But cigarettes, we don't need cigarettes. So why are we spending 3 years ago, $4? 2 years ago, $6. 1 year ago, $7.50. Now ago, made no sense. Now ago, we're spending $8. Eight fucking dollars for a pack of cancer sticks. And some people smoke three packs in one day. That's 24. That way, that's 24, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's $24. Plus tax, that's like maybe $24.75 a day that you smoke in cigarettes. Come on, people, let's get it together. Let's save that. Every time you want to smoke, you need to put that money that you're about to spend into a jar. Into a jar that can't be opened unless you break it in half. You need to crazy glue the lid to the bottle. That's what you need to do. It's crazy. People go out there and buy these stupid shit, dumbest shit ever. Fast food. Come on, people. Come on. Let's go to ShopRite. Let's go to Acme. I mean, fast food once in a while, that's understandable. But we got motherfuckers out here going to McDonald's and Burger King every fucking day. That shit adds up, brother. It adds up into one big bill. Do you really need it? Go to ShopRite and get some lunch meats. Get your bread. Get some, you know, some homemade macaroni and cheese. Or, I mean, whatever. You know what I mean? Some shit that's already made or some lasagna. Get some Texas toast. Like, come on. Let's get it together. Get some Cream of Wheat or some cereal for the morning. I mean, you may spend like $200, but that's a lot better than you going to McDonald's and paying $6 or $5 every day. You know what I mean? It's like, save your money. It's like, you really got to save your money. Slash the incidentals. Carefully read through one of your credit card statements. Staying on the lookout for ongoing monthly fees that may have utterly forgotten about. Cancel any club memberships you don't use and magazine subscriptions you don't read. And if necessary, resolve to stop spending hard-earned money on lottery tickets. Yes! Why are you spending money to try to win money? We ain't gonna win money. Look, let me give it to y'all. The only people that win the lottery are old white people and Puerto Ricans. That's it. Old white people and Puerto Ricans. Those are the only ones that ever win the lottery. And there's always someone that has money. They have $1 billion. They just won $1 million. They don't need that shit. You know what I mean? Stop. When, I know people out there that would spend, that would watch the fucking, they would watch the lottery time after time after time. And, oh, give me the double seven, the double eight, the triple nine. Like, I mean, what the fuck? You spend all this money on these tickets years and years and years. And it's like you'll finally win $1,000 and jump up and down for joy when you just spent like maybe $20,000 in lottery tickets over the years. So all you really won back was $1,000 of your $20,000. So you're already $19,000 in the pot. Like, come on, use your fucking head. That shit is rigged. No one ever wins around you. Pay yourself first. This is a good time for an honest self-analysis. Oh, wow. That's really analysis. What have your saving habits been like in the past year? If it seems like all the money you make falls straight through your fingers and gets gobbled up by bills and other expenses, think hard about a reasonable amount you could start to view as yet another monthly bill. Could you handle one more $50 bill? How about a $200 bill? Even if you can only handle one more $15 or $20 bill,